This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry Show today will present the Weston Estates Campaign for Human Dignity as part of our Southern California Lifestyles from Bobby Dooley, president of the Weston Estates Homeowners Association, joining us from her home in Weston Estates. The Weston Estates Campaign for Human Dignity, I know that you were very, very much involved in watching this whole Timothy McVeigh thing go down, right?
Oh, that is very true, Phil. My husband and I believe the American people have come, I think we've all come to the realization that capital punishment is wrong. We believe it is wrong. But this new lethal injection, we think, is very barbaric. Not so much for what it does to the bad man that killed all the children, but to the children themselves. The children are so important. We are anti-death penalty, but we think lethal injection is cruel and unusual, and we are taking our message to many communities.
Lethal injection is cruel and unusual.
That is correct.
All right. To most people, to myself included, it seems like it is the most humane.
And that is a misnomer, Phil. That is a misunderstanding. He should never have suffered that way. I don't care what John McVeigh has done. The Constitution of the United States prohibits cruel and unusual punishment.
How are you figuring that the lethal injection is cruel and unusual punishment when it seems to be the most humane?
Because if you think of it this way, Phil, drug overdoses are exactly what we are trying to get our children not to do. And the children is very, very important. Without our children, we have no future. And without our future, there are no children. I wish and hope for a world where there will always be children in it. And I wish the children never got older. I wish they were all just children. Because that's our hope, to have children everywhere. And
do they grow up, these children? Or?
Yes. Well, of course they do, Phil.
Well, you're saying your hope is to have children, and you wish they wouldn't grow up.
But it's the children. And the parents and the government are trying to tell the children that drugs are bad. Okay?
Yes.
And here we go and give him a drug overdose to execute him. What is the message there, Phil? The message is the lie. And the lie is wrong.
All right. Timothy McVeigh went down for a very horrible crime. Lethal injection is something that's now legal in many states. Texas, I don't know the states. I suppose you could pull it up on a website.
There are now at least 20 states that use lethal injection. My husband believes that it is cruel to have a man know the time and place of his own passing as well. So he sits there and sweats bullets for weeks and months on end. It's cruel to have a man sit in a small cell marking time and knowing that his number is coming up. And Phil, worse yet, it is torture. And
are we still talking about lethal injection?
We are talking about lethal injection. But more to the point, we are talking about a man knowing when he's going to die. We feel that is cruel and unusual.
Well, a guy has got to know. Isn't he entitled to know?
What if he doesn't? Give him the option, Phil. That's all we're saying.
A guy getting the option of knowing when he's going to die. Okay, maybe. I don't know. I mean,
it is cruel and unusual. And when you look at the Constitution, you study constitutional law, you understand what our founding fathers meant. They don't want the person who is going to die to suffer. That's cruel and unusual to have him suffer. He should just die and not even know when he's going to die, because that represents torture.
A guy knowing when he's going to die is a guy who is a little forearmed.
Yes. And he also sits in a small cell. Having a man sit on the last mile and evacuating seven shades of crack while he knows he's going to die is torture on a level that any South American nation would be proud of.
You call that torture, telling a guy when his execution date is?
Yes, I do, Phil. And my husband believes that when we are anti-death penalty, but we know it will continue, and the least civilized and compassionate thing we can do is execute a man at a time and place where he doesn't know what's going to happen. And my husband believes...
Well, I don't know exactly how... So you don't like lethal injection because it's a drug overdose?
And we have taught our children that that's... Tell me that we haven't told our children that it's wrong.
To drug overdose?
Yes.
Of course we have.
All right. And then why do we go ahead and administer a drug overdose? That's number one. Number two, Phil.
It seems like it's painless.
It is a drug overdose, nonetheless. Number two, why do we allow a man to cruelly and unusually sit in a cell knowing, okay, today's September 1st, I'm going to die on September 7th. He sits there sweating buckets. Any South American dictatorship. And I just, but the compassion thing to do is to execute a man at a time where he doesn't know it.
Well, when is that? And let me give our number out.
Phil,
let me give our number, 1-800-449-8686. From the Western Estates Campaign for Human Dignity, Bobby Dooley says Timothy McVeigh was executed in an unconstitutional manner. It was cruel and unusual to have him have a lethal injection, since it is a drug overdose, which we decry in this country, and to have him know the time and place of his execution means that he has to sit there and, as you said it, evacuate seven shades of crap.
I'm glad you think this is funny.
Well, I think that the phrase seven shades of crap is funny, all right? That he's going to sit there and know. When do you execute a man then?
Phil, I think that, you know, we've been kicking that around. My husband thinks that a good time is when they leave their cell for the morning meal. The condemned walks down a hall to a cafeteria, and a guard could easily come up from behind with a doorstop and just cave his head in.
And that you call, that is humane, is that right?
It is certainly more humane than making him sit and think about it. It is more humane than making him overdose on drugs. During the execution, Phil, we have to understand of John McVeigh, he was clearly nervous. The press descriptions talk about him swallowing hard. And
I saw a movie the other night where a lady in a bikini swallowed hard.
Stop it, honey, please.
Who is that?
That's my husband. His eyes darted around the room. He was craning his neck. He was clearly uncomfortable. He was wearing just the look of a man. He was sweating shell casings. He was cramping a green and yellow brick.
I saw a movie.
Hold on for a minute.
Would you tell your husband that if he wants to talk, that he needs to get on the extension? And you think caving a guy's head in with a doorstop...
Yes, so he doesn't know the time or place.
When he doesn't know the time or place.
It sounds painful, and yet he suffers the least that way if it's done properly.
Well, this Steve do.
Yes, I got your comment about swallowing hard.
I'm sorry. You can have them practice on a mannequin.
You can have them practice on a...
Yeah.
The guards who are going to cave the head in can practice on a mannequin.
Why not shoot the guy from... Look, Bobby, Steve...
Phil, this is the humanity that we all say... We believe in, but we don't. Timothy McVeigh got a drug overdose and sat there and sweated out the day of his execution, looking down the long, dark corridor, knowing the day he was going to die. It's unconstitutional.
Well, you've got a lot of people out there who are glad he suffered. A lot of people out there who are glad he felt some pain.
It is still unconstitutional. It's cruel and unusual to have him sit there in a cell or stand there in the prison cafeteria staring down at the food he's going to eat and wondering when it's coming up, now in a week, now it's 3 days, now it's 2 days. Oh, please, God, squeezing his legs together, trying to keep his bladder from erupting in a river of incontinence, knowing the day of his death. And
you know, the idea, why not just shoot this guy? Why not just take a gun? If you don't want the guy to know the day he's going to die, and you don't want him to have a drug overdose, as in lethal injection, why not just walk up from behind and shoot him?
Okay, I have it.
You have an answer for that?
Yes, I do. My husband believes...
I just told her about this now, Phil. I'm saying.
Okay, hold on.
My husband believes that you can always hear the hammer pull. If you look at a movie, you can hear the click, click, and then he turns around.
Most guys have been shot from the side, not from the back.
Why are they shot in the side?
Because they turn around, they hear the click.
So it's never a surprise to get shot from behind.
Most of the time, the bullet wound in the side because the guy was turning around. You get shot clean.
All right, what about guns that don't have hammers on them? What about an automatic where the shell is automatically in the chamber?
Steve, what about when the shell's already in the chamber?
That's just in the movies.
My husband says that's just in the movies. The point here, Phil, is that my husband believes that the Western Estates Campaign for Human Dignity must begin to find more human...
Just in the movies?
Yes. It's just...
Well, I don't know. I don't know anything about guns, but it seems like it's... You can get an automatic that...
We believe that there are more humane ways of executing criminals.
I don't think that coming up from behind with a doorstop, caving a guy's head in...
He didn't know it was coming.
How do you know he didn't suffer?
Because if you do it right, he's unconscious.
You cut his engine.
I'm sorry?
You cut the motor. You hit the medulla oblongata and cut his motor.
You hit the medulla oblongata.
Cut his motor, yeah.
If you do it right, if they practice on the mannequin. Did you hear of the Mason Charles case in England?
I got to take a break here, but go ahead.
All right, the Mason Charles case. They are experimenting with more humane ways of executing criminals. In the case of Mason Charles, they told him that he was going to be paroled. They gave him a ticket for a train to go home. They took him to the train station, and as the train was pulling into the station, they pushed him onto the tracks. Okay,
That's humane.
He didn't know it was coming.
This happened in England?
Yes, it did. And they're experimenting with this all over the world. Ways to utilize the tool of surprise, if you will.
All right, the Western Estates Campaign for Human Dignity, Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley. Lethal injection is cruel and unusual because it is a drug overdose which we believe is wrong in this country. And for an inmate, and I've never heard this argument argued by any attorney anywhere, for an inmate to know the time and place of his execution is cruel because he sits there and sweats seven shades of crap waiting for the day to come. They believe that you can sneak up from behind and cave his head in with a doorstop. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
A lot to digest here with Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley, Western Estates Campaign for Human Dignity, anti-death penalty advocates who believe in the very least that right now lethal injection is cruel and unusual because it's a drug overdose, and that a criminal knowing the time and place of his death is cruel and unusual as well. There's just so much for me to get through.
Well, Phil, it's really important for us to remain civilized for the children. If we behave in a boorish and uncivilized way...
Well, what about the electric chair?
It's just too scary. There are a lot of... Our children right now see the man, the bad man, having the drugs put into his veins, and then they say, but isn't that what we're not supposed to do? And what am I supposed to say? Oh, you can't overdose on a drug, but we'll give that to Timothy McVeigh.
And what about the electric chair?
We tell children not to play with knives and light sockets. We tell children not to play...
Well, what are you talking about? Children are not supposed to...
We tell them not to play with... Don't put a knife in a light socket, and then we electrocute a man. And
all right, the gas chamber. I guess you have an excuse for that. Don't stand behind bus exhaust. I mean...
You know, it's really sad that you make a joke out of...
I'm not making a joke, but all right, how do you say about the gas chamber?
Yes, we do tell children that pollution is bad. Huffing Glade, huffing air freshener, huffing paint, and now the gas chamber. You see what I'm saying? I'm making some sense here, Phil, that is...
My wife made a lot of sense.
Is that your husband? Steve?
Yeah.
If you're going to be on the air, you're off the phone there.
My wife's make a lot of sense in this, Phil, because we do want our children to get a positive message, and we don't want the man to suffer.
Do you believe that Timothy McVeigh committed a crime?
Yes, of course, but we don't believe he should know when he's going to die. And we don't believe he should die. We believe that on some level we need to put him in prison, rehabilitate, re-educate, allow him to mix and mingle with school children again so that he can see, you don't kill them. You don't kill them. Hello?
No, I'm like... 1-800-449-8686. Jim, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Yes, sir.
I can't believe this, what I'm hearing on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
For one thing, about the the fact that you said that it's not a surprise if someone shoots a gun at you, they can hear the click. Yet it's a surprise if you're pushed into a train track? Do they not realize that they're falling into the train?
That was the Mason Charles case in England.
So how is it not a surprise that they're being pushed in front of a train? Yet, it is a surprise because You tell me that falling in front of the train happens quicker than a gun being shot?
Mason Charles was pushed in front of a train by prison authorities there.
But
right,
are you telling me that being pushed in front of a train happens faster than a gun going off? That's what I want to ask.
Steve, you know about this.
When you hear the click of a gun, you turn around and you see the gun.
But he doesn't look and see the train coming?
No, because they did it at a time. My understanding was they did it at a time just before the train got to where he was.
But that happens faster than a gun goes off.
No, because you turn around and you see the gun and you go, oh, my God. They heard him. They shoved him, and he only, like, oh, and then the train hit him.
So is better than oh, my God.
Well,
I'm assuming that's what you're saying.
Well, I guess if you think about it, I mean, I don't know how much time you spent thinking about that, but it's much quicker.
That just seems pretty ridiculous
mm-hmm,
to me.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we do tell kids not to do drugs and that it's bad, and this man was bad, and that's why it's happening to him.
Yes, and you're not supposed to use drugs, and there is a lethal overdose. So you don't use drugs, and you don't reinforce it. The children are who I'm worried about
here,
Jim. You're
telling me that killing a man is reinforcing using drugs? Well,
if I was a kid, I'd really want to do drugs
if someone was lethally injected.
Watching Timothy McVeigh get lethal injection could...
That makes kids want to do drugs?
It could turn children toward drug
use. Dying from a drug overdose because you killed hundreds of people.
Look at the descriptions. His eyes glassed over. He smiled.
Well, that sounds just glorifying
to
me.
Tell
him he looked like he was having a good time. And we don't want to have a good time.
He was having a good time. He died. Don't you think the kids would know that he died?
Well...
We believe, Phil, that the children, of course they know that he died, but he felt good doing it.
He felt good dying? You just said that it was cruel and unusual.
How is it cruel and unusual
if he feels well?
Because of the message that it gives to the children. Okay.
Because it feels good, but it's cruel and unusual.
Yes.
That makes a lot of sense. What you need to understand is the Western states for dignity, we're for dignity and the constitutionality.
You know, this man's making a good point.
If it felt good, talk to the families of the people who died about dignity.
All right, sir. Thank you for your call. 1-800. That's all right. 1-800-449-8686. Gary, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, hi.
It's sickening to hear because the man didn't suffer enough.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what about the children that lost limbs, that lost eyes, that lost mother and dad?
Mm-hmm.
And when they eat at the table, breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Mom and Dad's no longer there, and they live with us all the days of their life, and you're telling me that you would like for him to mingle back with children? How sickening.
No, I think there needs to be a rehabilitative process by which Tim McVeigh could have had school...
Could have suffered more.
No, he could have been on a school lunch program delivering...
school lunches to the kids. Is that it?
The man who committed
cold-blooded murder. You anti-death penalty people...
And you conservatives...
I'm not a conservative. I'm a liberal. I just happen to support the death penalty. But you guys, what do you mean they ought to cave his head in with a doorstop?
That comes as a surprise.
And you got to practice at it to do better at it?
Yeah, you got to cut the medulla oblongata. That cuts the motor.
Wow.
Let me tell you something. It's much more humane for the guy to get up some morning and go, well, I think I'll go have breakfast, and someone nails him with a paperweight.
Very
good. Yeah, that'll do it. You need to look into it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. You guys have got maybe to look into that constitutionality thing a little bit more, too. Here is Keith. Hi, Keith. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, I have a few questions for the lady. She keeps referencing what her husband has said.
What my husband
believes. But what is her opinion?
Well, he founded the Western... My husband founded Western Estates Campaign for Human Dignity, and he came up with the idea of caving their head in with a heavy metal aluminum bat. See?
Okay.
Hello?
Do you have your radio turned up?
Yeah, I'm supposed to have your radio turned up.
Excuse me?
Got your radio turned up?
Yeah, I can turn it up.
You're not allowed to turn it up. The talk show hosts tell you all the time. Turn it down.
Okay. You're supposed to turn it down.
Remember,
Keith, it's for the children. We want the children to know that they're loved.
Okay,
and
but if you're raising a man under railroad tracks...
All right, look at Keith. Hold on. I'm going to take a break. Yeah, pushing a man under railroad tracks does it. Well, there you go. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Timothy McVeigh should not have suffered knowing when his execution date was. He should have been allowed to be surprised by his execution. You can booby-trap the toilet in his cell so that a spring-loaded, sharpened bamboo pole, once he flushes, would easily insert itself up his rectum, through his internal organs, and out through his mouth.
Cuts the motor.
It cuts the motor.
These are...
I would have to say these are very expensive booby traps, and all to save Timothy McVeigh the sweat of having to know when his execution is.
Yes, because it's unconstitutional, making him sit there and high-end colon material is leaving. Not just the lower end, but everything in this colon. That is.
What about the people that died? Nobody, you, Bobby, you, your husband, Steve.
That's me.
Yeah, and it cuts his motor, right?
Yeah, the bamboo pole go up through his butt.
And cut his motor, the medulla, whatever.
Medulla oblongata.
All right, let me take a phone call. Here is Francis. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes,
hello.
Yes, Phil. This woman is concerned about you shut your mouth off.
I'm
give somebody
you.
Else a chance to talk,
I'm
okay?
I'm giving you your time.
Just keep your mouth shut so we can I can talk.
My wife
okay.
Won't say nothing.
We listen to you, now you listen to me.
I'm listening. I'm
We're
just going,
surprised.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame that he had to sweat it out. What they should do is put a bomb under his bed like they put under those people's bed. And so he wouldn't have to sweat it out when he died.
That would have blown up
Let
the whole
Let me tell
jail.
You something. If your
That's
kids
stupid.
Or your babies were in that place, you wouldn't feel that way. Let me tell you.
All right, Francis, this is Phil Hendry. The bomb under the bunk, what do you think of that, Bobby?
That would blow the whole jail up.
Yes,
and then
that's
innocent,
great.
And then innocent guards and police would be killed, too.
Look
nice going, Francis.
Look at the picture of the fireman holding that baby bleeding to death. Is that cruel? Tell me.
Who did what?
The fireman bringing the baby out of the building, bleeding. You didn't see that picture a million times?
I think it was cruel to have Timothy McVeigh see
that.
Yes.
That
should never
right.
have.
Wait a minute.
They
you don't think Timothy McVeigh should have seen that?
And have it
no.
go on fire.
I think that Timothy McVeigh having to see the bomb blast, I think was wrong.
They shouldn't make him watch that.
Because he was in jail.
You
and
know
it can't
what,
be
lady, there's
against
something
the
wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
There really is something wrong with you. You are the most cruelest person I've seen.
I believe in the Constitution.
The Constitution up your behind.
Against
up
cruel
your
and unusual.
Behind.
Well,
what
do you think about...
What's fair is fair.
All right, let me ask you this.
Make me sick.
Francis, let me ask you this. Bobby recommended that Timothy McVeigh sit on his toilet and have a sharpened bamboo pole go up his rear end.
No. He's
got to
get
Not
bombed
good enough.
Out just like he bombed those
Needs to get bombed
life.
Out.
He took
mean,
those people's life.
Hey, what are you talking about getting bombed? You mean like drinking?
Don't get so smart, you moron.
You're
a
real
moron. You and your
what a,
wife.
What a smart ass
you
are.
You are morons. That's what you are.
You're cruel and unusual.
Ought to be ashamed of yourself.
It's against the Constitution,
I wish
Francis.
Your kids were in that building. Then let me see how you would be satisfied with just something up his behind.
Francis,
you wouldn't be satisfied with that.
Well, those children were the daughters and sons of federal workers. I would never
what
work for
the
government.
What
the
hell's the difference? They're children.
I would never work for the government, so my children would never
I told
be
you
there.
There's something wrong with you.
I
told you there's something
Bombay.
Wrong with you, lady.
I would never work for the government, Francis.
You poor thing. I
What's
feel
poor
so
about,
sorry for you.
I believe that Timothy McVeigh
Get
be
lost.
Surprised.
Will you stop?
Well, look,
stop
here's the.
Your
here's,
mouth off. You don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Here's the thing that she is saying. You do believe if there is a death penalty, that he should not have to sit and wait for it.
It should be surprise. Yeah.
Get lost, will you?
What's wrong with that?
That's right. So
What's
why
wrong?
He surprised all those poor people.
Well,
what
we talking about?
Surprised
yeah, they were surprised.
Over.
So it should be the same kind of crime.
That's
they were surprised.
Right.
So he should
no,
be surprised.
In fact, how would you? I would
how
love to die that way.
A,
you give me a needle and I go out.
How about if
that
they drop
a, that's
a
wonderful
piano on him.
Death. He
what?
Should be suffer. He should get the electric chair, and I hope
cruel.
It would get on fire while he's getting the chair.
Say that again.
And
I'm sorry.
That would not be enough for him for what he did.
I didn't hear the last part. What did you say?
He should get the electric chair with the flames coming out of his head. That's what he should get.
That's cruel. That's
oh,
so
well,
cruel.
Oh, you're not
cruel.
You
are
cruel.
So unconstitutional.
I tell you what, give the guy life in prison.
Hey, Francis,
give him life in prison.
You're unconstitutional.
And you clothe him, and you feed him, and you take care of him for the rest of his life, and he can have a cell with a television.
Yes.
Lady,
I think,
there's something wrong with you. Don't
I
you think?
You don't have, you think he could be rehabilitated with school lunch programs?
Ladies, you have to see a psychiatrist.
Why
take
do
my
I need...
advice.
Look at,
you need one very,
Bobby,
very
the guy
bad.
Killed a lot
and
of
there's
kids.
There's no sense me talking to you. Phil, mm-hmm. So I have to hang up. Not for you, because
Bombay
this is moron.
You're really mean.
Yeah. Did you hear what the lady said? There's a lot of emotion.
That's exactly what's wrong with
Timothy McVeigh. Christine McVie and John McVie were in Fleetwood Mac.
I'm sorry, Phil. I am very, very...
Timothy McVeigh. We've been hearing the guy's name for months. John McVie.
Well, the way he plays bass ought to be a crime.
Yeah, well, 1-800-449-8686. The message that you're sending here is that we have to mollycoddle this guy, hold this guy in kid gloves...
it's got to be constitutional because it's not constitutional.
You think it's constitutional to drive a sharpened bamboo pole up his ass till it comes out his mouth? You think that's constitutional?
That's not as cruel, Phil, as making him sit there and sweat buckets, buckets and buckets, waiting for the day that his life will be removed from him. He was a victim too, Phil, and it's the children that I worry about.
Oh, you and the children. God. You worry about the children, that, like the lady said, what about the children that died? Heidi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
I don't think she's concerned about mm-hmm. the children. I think she's more concerned about her viewpoint, mm-hmm. because if she was concerned mm-hmm. about the children, mm-hmm. she will realize he mm-hmm. killed children. Mm-hmm. So what message are you sending, saying let's mm-hmm. rehabilitate him with mm-hmm. children? You telling these children mm-hmm. it's all right mm-hmm. to kill, go to jail for a little while, let mm-hmm. the society feed you,
no,
and
I
then
don't.
We're going to put you back out there.
Well, almost
that's
all
what
of
you're
that.
Telling
no, well,
the children.
Not, yeah, well, almost all of that. I'm telling the children.
You're telling the children it's all right to kill.
I'm saying to the children,
it's all right to kill.
It's not all right to kill. But
no, that's what you're saying
you
to me, because it's
man.
All right to kill.
Let me ask Bobby this. How would you describe to the children what went wrong?
You mean if I was...
If you were talking to kids, put it in a language kids would understand.
I would say there was a very bad man who... made a mistake. He blew up a building, and a lot of children went up in the air and came down, and some of them came down, you know, dead, and some came down alive, but not with all of their body parts. And
you talk that way to a kid?
Yes. And I'd say the bad man's in prison, but now that the bad man's in prison, now we have to treat him better.
And we need to teach our children that there are consequences to everything.
A sharpened bamboo pole is all I'm saying.
That we should teach our children there are consequences to everything.
And what do you mean there went, a lot of children went...
Well, some came down scattered over a two-mile radius, and some were the...
Oh, God. You're going to talk to kids that way?
You asked me how I'd speak to children.
Yeah, some of them went up in the air, and some came down over a two-mile radius. That's really, really great. Thank you, Heidi. Carol, you're on the Phil Henry Show. You've been talking about the Constitution. You don't understand
that. It's cruel and unusual punishment she keeps talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yes,
it's cruel and unusual punishment mm-hmm. in the Constitution. Mm-hmm. It's there to protect us from being mm-hmm. shackled in dungeons, mm-hmm. being drawn and quartered, having bamboo shot up our butts. Thank you, ma'am. I don't know what you think, but you are one of the best proponents for capital punishment, against it.
You just mentioned bamboos going up the butt area.
That's what you said.
What's wrong? No, you just mentioned it now.
Yeah, but
you
that's
said,
what you said would
you
be a
said,
good way to kill him.
I said a spring-loaded bamboo pole, yes.
Right.
Because it would be a surprise. And I think
well, you
cruel.
Think that he needs to be surprised?
You
think he really needs a surprise?
I think it's cruel to make him sit there and know the day he's going to die.
I think it's not cruel to make him sit there and know the day he's going to die, because it'll give him that much time to try to make peace with his maker.
Well, he should be making peace with his maker right away, so then he can wait for them to hit him on the head with an aluminum bat. But
right,
I think
and
it's
that's
nice
not cruel and unusual?
Don't you think that after being in
you
prison
for a long...
You
don't think that's not cruel and unusual, Roman?
No, I don't, because I think it's nice for someone in his position in prison for a long time to have a surprise every now and again.
Well, why don't you just have a prison riot on death row and let them kill each other off?
Have a what?
A prison riot.
Because he'd know it was coming.
Just open up all the cells on death row and let them kill each other. That'd be a surprise.
No, it wouldn't be a surprise, because then he'd know it was coming.
No, he wouldn't. He might survive.
No, he might not, too, and that would be painful. Did I tell you about
it would be painful?
Dropping, have you heard about this one? They're using this in Ireland, Phil. They drop a piano or a safe on the prisoner while he's standing on a large red X.
Now, where is this supposed to be?
And where is this supposed to be?
This is what our Constitution guards us against.
No, no, no. This is humane.
No, you better read your Constitution,
woman. No, you read your Constitution.
I'm not even going to refer to you as a lady.
Our founding fathers.
You are twisted.
You talk about, you know something?
You're twisted.
You don't like the bamboo pole up the rear end. You're telling me no. You're telling me no?
Oh, you don't think that's not cruel and unusual?
I think it's going to end like that.
That's what the
very first sensation would be pleasurable. The very first sensation would be pleasurable, what I'm saying, because, and I don't know, he may be homosexual.
Have you ever
know.
Had one up yours that you know
well,
it's pleasurable?
The gay people, the gays like it, okay?
Oh, you talk to them and you know.
Well, come on, how do you think they do it to each other? Now, if Timothy McVeigh
were gay. Oh, they use bamboo poles?
I don't know, but if he was Timothy McVeigh, he might enjoy having it go up the butt, and then he's dead. So
he gets dead after he gets a little joystick.
He gets dead after he gets a joystick.
Well, that's what we're thinking.
Why can't this guy suffer a little bit? Everything you're talking about is to take every single solitary little piece of suffering away.
It's got to be constitutional.
Well, there's nothing in the thing about not suffering. This is cruel and unusual.
What you're proposing is cruel and unusual. What we do is
he pops a tent in the motor stall.
I mean, you people, mm-hmm. when you say you're sitting mm-hmm. there and you're against
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
capital punishment,
mm-hmm.
but yet you want to do this? Mm-hmm.
We want to civilize
Let's
the process.
Hit him with a
baseball
bat.
And I can't think
man.
Of anything more civilized than caving his head in when he doesn't know it with a paperweight or having a
And you don't think he's not going to hear that paperweight coming?
You know something, Carol?
That paperweight up.
You know, Carol, you are really stupid if you think people can hear a paperweight coming. What is
you
wrong with
you? You don't think he's not going to know it's there?
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong
All
with
right.
you?
All right.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Okay, look at what's wrong with you.
Wrong with you,
no. You know something? I think it's very humane to have, like, the Highlander come up and cut its head off.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, thank you for your call, Carol. This is the Phil Henry Show, 1-800... Huh?
No.
I
just hope everybody listens to this woman
Absolutely.
And realizes that she needs major help.
Serious psychiatric attention. Would you agree?
Serious, yes. I would say she needs serious professional help.
I would say at the inpatient level.
Yes. Most assuredly.
At the inpatient
and restraints.
Because if she gets out, yes, I'm talking about a straitjacket. Craig Taylor, my engineer,
is
shocked.
There is something wrong with her.
She needs
Thank
to be
you.
Restrained, and she needs to be put into a state-provided truck and carted somewhere, because thank you, Carol.
And maybe, just as a surprise, they'll blow it up.
Just as a surprise, maybe when she sits down for her evening crap, a spring-loaded bamboo pole.
That's a surprise. Thank you.
I'm listening to both of you, and I'm taking notes. You're both going to be in very serious trouble.
Where were you?
I was on hold.
Well, what trouble am I going to be in?
I heard that woman say I should get a pole up my butt. It's wrong, and it's...
I know, unconstitutional.
But it feels good.
Yeah, that's great. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley and her husband, Steve Dooley, from the...
The only pole that I ever get is Steve's.
Yeah, it's probably not very pleasurable. Yeah, all right. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Showtime presents a wonderful Saturday night fight, Bill, for all of you. Hello, everybody. This is Larry Merchant along with George Foreman. George, what a great fight we've got in store for the fans tonight.
You know, Larry, it's going to be great. I got my hamburger maker here. My cheeks are all fleshed out with cream cheese. I am just loving life. Bigger and badder and dumber than ever before. My head is so big and fat, I can't get a thought into it, everything. You know what I'm saying, baby? And that's what I've done there.
Well, you're making a lot of sense right off the bat, Chip. And also Slappy Brown. Slappy,
Yeah.
Slappy Brown gets to ring the bell. Isn't that right, Slappy? Gonna ring the bell?
Man said I ring the bell.
Go ahead, ring the bell. Good. Okay, you happy now? Slappy will be ringing the bell. Stop with the bell. You don't get to ring the bell anymore, okay?
You do that, Slappy, you're a wild man.
That's right. George Foreman, Larry Merchant here for the big heavyweight bout tonight between God and Timothy McVeigh. God walking into the ring. Here comes God now as he enters the ring. God weighing 185 pounds, 6'3", just about the way we've all pictured him, with the long beard and the hair and all that bullcrap. The silver trunks, and we're getting ready for the fight. And, of course, this is a big fight because Timothy McVeigh just greased 168 people, and I don't know whether or not that guy is in hell, but it sure seems like he's cooking.
I think he is. I think he's cooking like some of my hamburger. I'd love to cook him on a George Foreman burger cooker. And
are you still pushing that thing? God, that was 10 years ago with that burger cooker. And I didn't buy one. I don't know anybody that did. George, I think you are full of crap. I don't think you made a dime on that burger cooker.
Well, I tell you right now, I sold a whole lot of my infomercial. That's what you got to do. Sell the infomercial. They ain't going into that thing, okay?
I don't want you any of that stuff. Go ahead, cook me up a burger. Let's see what it tastes like.
All right, I'm going to do that right here.
And then, ow! That's my hand. That's not a burger. Get it out of there, all right? Look, at we'll be checking back with you, champ, on your burger cooker. Man.
I cook them for George, George Jr., Little George, George Sr.
Yeah, what is that with you and George? Can you give your kids a name any other than that? All right, Slappy, how's it look?
I get to ring bell.
Will you knock it off with the bell? All right, we're getting ready for the big fight as God has stepped into the ring, getting the pre-flight instruct,
You need one of my burgers. You have this.
That's my hand cooking in that thing. Will you get it out of there?
Sorry about that.
Use meat, not my hand.
All right, I'll use meat.
Ah!
Oops, sorry. Zip up. I thought it was a link sausage. Sorry.
Yeah, thought it was a link sausage. Will you knock it off with the bell?
I get to hit bell.
Good for you. And I didn't like that link sausage crack either, let me tell you. What's that?
I think it's your tie.
Get it out of here, will you? All right. Fight's going to start here any minute now, just as soon as we can get this thing squared away. And here we go as God and Timothy McVeigh into the ring they go. God versus Timothy McVeigh. Timothy McVeigh, a long, tall, cool drink of water. Big, ugly, freaking flat-top mother. That guy...
I love him.
Yeah, you're a big fan of his, aren't you?
No, I like that haircut.
And Tim McVeigh and God. And God gets a big right hand. God hits him. He's out. He's dead. He's cooked. He's history. And at the end of the fight, God just kicked Timothy McVeigh's ass.
Everybody, that was a real good fight.
And all you're doing is pushing your burger cooker, okay? You're bugging me. And you get away from the bell.
I get to ring bell.
And every time I look at you, what's that cooking?
Ain't that a link sausage?